on in.
Governor, do you have an aspirin?
No, I don't think so, Benson. Why don't you try Miss Krause?
No, I've got a headache. I don't need an upset stomach, too.
Oh, is your headache the kind that goes boom, da boom, da boom, or the kind that goes...
Governor, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Benson, you seem a little irritable.
I certainly am. I just wasted an entire afternoon with the Public Utilities Committee. I gave an opening statement covering everything from economic impact on low-income households to corporate responsibility, and the only thing they could think to ask me was, where'd you get your tie?
So the rate hike passed, huh?
Well, of course it passed. The rich guy gets richer and the little guy gets littler. I'm fed up.
Come in.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but I have a doctor's appointment.
You're in the wrong office.
How's the arm, Clayton?
Oh, in a couple of weeks, I should be back to normal.
Back to normal? You've never even been close to normal.
It's a little irritable.
Public Utilities Commission shot you down, eh, buddy?
No, they didn't shoot me down. In fact, it was a very friendly meeting. They even asked me, where'd you get your
tie? Well, I'm afraid I've got some more bad news for you, Benson. You know that health care bill you're so fond of?
Yeah, what about it?
Now, the Finance Committee stuck a rider on it, a salary raise for the legislature.
Oh, those bunch of creeps. It's Chapman, isn't it?
Well, I'll veto it. We can resubmit it next session.
Next session is 9 months from now, Governor. There are senior citizens waiting for that money today.
Benson, calm down. It's just politics.
It's not just politics, Clayton. It's people suffering.
That's what politics is.
Clayton, would you leave me and Benson alone?
Sir, I thought we were going to discuss...
Please.
All right, sir. That's the way you want it. That's just fine.
Benson's in a bad mood, and I get blamed for it. That's just fine.
What is...
Well, it's more bad news, Benson. It's about Jessica.
Jessica Tate? Did they find her?
No. She's still missing. It's just... They're going to petition the court to declare her legally dead.
Isn't that a little drastic?
Well, I'm just a cousin. The family isn't asking my opinion. They're just informing me.
Well, this really makes my day. The Public Utilities Commission sticks it to the poor, the legislature sticks it to the elderly, and the Tates are trying to stick Jessica in the family plot. What in the world is wrong with people?
Well, I'm sorry, Benson. I know it's depressing. Try not to let it get you down.
I'm afraid it's too late for that. It already has gotten me down. I'm afraid I just don't feel like getting up again. I'll see you later. Poor Jessica.
Why, poor Jessica? Oh, Benson, I've never been poor in my life.
What? Jessica... What are you doing here? We were just talking about you. Where'd you come from?
Oh, you won't believe where I came from. First of all, you see, I was kidnapped by revolutionaries and taken to South America. And then I went to Connecticut, and then I was kidnapped again and taken to South America. Then I went to heaven, and then I came here.
Whoa. When you say heaven, do you mean heaven or some little town in Georgia?
Oh, heaven, you know, the real thing. God, angels, the whole ball of wax. Oh, Benson, you should see heaven. It's really a lovely place.
Jessica, you haven't changed a bit.
Benson, did Denise go home yet?
Yes, Krause, I'm afraid you missed it. Come on in. Look who's here.
Yeah, look at that. It's your chair.
I know it's my chair, Krause, but look who's in the chair.
Is this some kind of joke?
Only you can see me, Benson.
Is this some kind of joke?
Who are you talking to?
You mean to tell me you don't see anybody in that chair?
Do you?
Peekaboo.
Ben, Benson, I'm tired of playing games.
Wait, Cross, wait.
What?
Come here, I want to show you something.
What now?
I just want to show you something. Just stand still.
Oh.
How many fingers am I holding up?
5. It's not such a great trick.
Don't you have something to do in the kitchen?
You just asked me to stay. Maybe we should talk about this in the morning, huh?
Where are you going to spend this evening?
The same place I always spend it.
I just thought I'd hang around.
Well, why don't you come to my place?
Benson, when will you get it through your head? You don't turn me on.
I want to know why I can see you, but she can't.
Because those are the rules. Isn't that neat?
Hell no, it's not neat. Wait a minute, I'm talking to myself. She's not here. She's a figment of my imagination.
Well, maybe I should explain.
Well, this is terrific. A figment with an explanation.
See, it's all because of heaven. Well, I mean, not actually heaven, because I was in a waiting area outside of heaven.
You were in heaven's lobby?
But I have seen heaven, and it's stunning. It looks a lot like the MGM Grand.
I can prove you're not here. If you were here, you'd have a good reason for being here.
Oh, I do have a reason.
Why couldn't I have ulcers like everybody else?
It all started when I filled out this application for heaven.
Application? I suppose there's a written exam, too.
And a credit check.
I need a vacation. A long vacation.
You see, I applied to be an angel because I look wonderful in chiffon. They said to me, of course, that I was no angel, and they were right. I mean, the things I've done. Not to mention the things I've thought.
First off, you don't have a reason.
Oh, yes, I do. You see, I have to do a good deed on Earth so that I can qualify for my wings.
Qualify for your wings? I'm listening to this. I'm sick. Either that or I'm having a conversation with a dead person.
I don't think that I'm dead.
Then you're alive, but invisible.
No, that doesn't sound right either.
There are only 2 choices.
I think that I am somewhere in between.
Yeah. Oh, good morning, Benson.
Good morning, Cross.
Look who's here.
Who?
All the kitchen chairs. Perhaps you'd like to introduce them to your office chair.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd like that. Yeah. About last night, Cross.
No need to explain, Benson. So you talk to your chair. You're not the first middle-aged man to go cuckoo.
I am not cuckoo.
That's your opinion. In my opinion, you're dipsy doodle.
Benson?
Hmm?
Oh, Benson, I've got good news. I vetoed that health care bill this morning.
Good idea. Old sick people don't vote anyway.
Benson!
Just a minute, Benson. We're all on the same side.
I am not on your side, Clayton. You've been against this bill from the beginning.
I was trying to be pragmatic. I was playing devil's advocate.
We know. He's had you on retainer for quite some time.
Benson, if you just listen, you'd find out that I resubmitted the bill.
In its original form, at my suggestion. It won't pass, but we'll make our point.
Goody-goody gumdrop.
Well, I'm sorry I brought the whole matter up. I'm going back to my office, if that's all right with you.
Did you want some coffee, sir?
Oh, I don't need any coffee. My adrenaline's already pumping. But thank you for asking anyhow, Clayton.
What are you still doing here?
Benson, most of the time, I like your direct approach.
I'm not talking to you.
All right, if that's the way you want it, I'm not talking to you either.
see what a mess you've gotten me into?
Oh, no. You're not going to lay this one off on me. You got yourself into this all by yourself. I don't think I've ever seen him this angry. What a glorious day.
I've never seen Gene lose his temper before. You really ought to be careful what you say, Benson.
Okay, I've got to face some facts. Fact one, she's here. Fact two, no one can see her but me. Fact three, I'm not competent to be listing facts.
Oh, Benson, why can't you just accept the fact that there are certain things you don't understand? That there are bonds of friendship that are so strong that their energy can send a message out through time and space.
Next time, send a postcard.
Anyway, I just dropped by to say good morning before I take off.
You're leaving?
Yes, I'm going to be out all day today looking for a good deed. Will I see you this evening?
That depends on whether I'll be seeing you. I was afraid of that.
The original series.
Well, I have had a miserable day.
You? I'm about ready to price padded wallpaper.
Did you say something?
Me? Oh, no. I thinking out loud.
This is going to be much more difficult than I thought, Benson. I need your help.
What do you need my help for? You're the one with friends in that big casino in the sky.
Benson, what can I do for a good deed?
How about feeding all the hungry children of the world?
See, you think you're so smart. I'm not allowed to do that because that would be considered divine intervention, and man is supposed to solve that problem.
Fat chance. How about world peace?
Man.
Racial harmony.
Definitely man.
Well, what in the world do they handle? Lost luggage? What do you want, Clayton?
At 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Finance Committee will rehear your testimony on the health care bill.
I am not going to testify again. Let him read a transcript from the last meeting.
He's kind of cute.
Benson, when are you going to realize that you can't do things like this?
Yes, I can.
If you insist on maintaining this childish attitude, you're going to wind up with nothing.
If you don't get out of my office, you're going to wind up with a matched set of arms.
The committee meets at 3 o'clock. Be there.
Oh, Benson, that's a wonderful idea. I'll fix Clayton's arm. Make one arm like the other.
No, wait! Clayton, are you all right? This is not going to count as your good deed, you know. Come in.
Hudson, you have a minute?
Sure. Come on in. What's up?
Benson? Why beat around the bush? I'm worried about you, Benson.
Well, you're not half as worried as I am.
Just a minute.
I need to talk to you.
Now we're alone.
I am at my wit's end.
That makes two of us.
That's right. You and me. Nobody else need ever know anything about this conversation. Now tell me what's wrong.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like I'm...
Don't stop, Benson.
Banging my head against a brick wall here.
That's right. Get it off your chest.
You win one, you lose two. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah, go on, let it all out.
He thinks you're Utsnay.
I think I'm Utsnay, too.
Oh, Piglet, not yet.
See how he's looking at you? He thinks you're a seven-layered fruitcake.
You're not helping any.
Would you like to speak to a professional?
They're gonna come and take you away, Benson. Get.
Benson, what was that all about? Get.
Aerobics. Ah, Governor.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate all you've done. But I...
I don't want to dance.
Oh, well, listen. Me either. Benson, take my advice. Get some professional help.
Good. Now we can talk about my problem.
Your problem? My co-workers and my boss think that I've gone into the cuckoo closet. And I'm not sure they're wrong.
I adore you, and I always have. But when you're in this kind of a mood, you're no good to anybody. I'll come back later when we can talk.
Are you okay?
I don't think so. Could you leave me alone for a while?
Blaze,
get your smile on.
Come in.
Governor, you got a minute?
Sure.
About this afternoon, I just didn't want you to think that I had
slipped off your pulley.
Yeah. It's just that I don't think I'm cut out for this kind of work. Maybe it's selfish, but I need to feel like, you know, I'm doing some good.
You are, Benson. You are. A little good here, a little good there. It all adds up.
Governor! Benson! Good news! Good news! We did it! We did it! The health care bill passed the Finance Committee without the rider.
You're kidding!
What happened?
Well, Chapman wasn't there, so Brigetti rammed it through based on Benson's earlier testimony.
Chapman wasn't at his own committee meeting? What?
Sir, I think you're going to love this story. After working out at his health club, he got dressed, put on his toupee, and headed for the Capitol. Well, apparently the glue wasn't dry because the wind blew the toupee off his head and into the park. And while he was searching for it, a kitten jumped out of a tree onto his head and got stuck on the glue. Chapman and the kitten were rushed to the emergency ward, and by the time they pried the kitten off of Chapman's head, the meeting was over and the bill had passed.
Could you repeat that?
I can't.
No.
You see, Chapman.
So, Rigetti rammed it through, huh? Well, maybe I should get with him and we can work on some strategy for the general session.
Oh, Benson, it's good to have you back.
Hey, the press is waiting for a statement. Come on.
Come on, let's gloat a little bit.
Sir.
Well, congratulate me. I did my good deed.
Congratulations. Well, it seems like things worked out for the best for both of us. What was your good deed?
Amazingly enough, something very small. You see, I was in a park, and I helped this little kitten out of a tree.
Hey, you know, that's the first time I've laughed in weeks. Thank you, Jessica.
Well, what are friends for? Oh, I've got to fly.
Fly?
Yes. This is goodbye, Benson.
Already? Seems you just got here. I still don't understand any of this. You know, you're being here, you're not being here.
I don't understand it myself, but I did learn one thing. I am positively not dead. I'm in a coma somewhere in South America. But don't worry, I'll get out of it all right.
I always knew you'd find a loophole.
I've missed you, Benson. I wish we didn't have to say goodbye.
Will I ever see you again?
Oh, sure. It's a small cosmos. We'll have lunch.
Then let us not say goodbye.
Okay. I love you.
And I love you.